Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk for the next 120 minutes. I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when you get to laugh at me. Ha ha. Ha ha. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show to be revealed October 5th? That's all I can tell you. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Closer today than it was yesterday. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? Because if you do, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE, that's the number to call. By the way, today we're giving away a couple of books, plus we're giving away some comfort cubs. Oh, no, for real. We even bought one my wife and I did over the weekend, sent it to a good friend. Very happy, very cool. We're going to be promoting that and talking about that. We've also instituted a whole new concept here at the show. It's called sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding!
That's genius. What a great play that was. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers have never been found on this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
purchase and download your ebook copy of DD Dolphin from Amazon.com, featuring lots and lots of educational value and for an unbelievable price. $3 for DD Dolphin, a 10,000 word, 5 day, 15 minutes a day, read aloud for grades 1st through 4th children's story ebook. Choose one or all 18 DD Dolphin and Friends educational ebooks for $1 each, or purchase all 18 for a complete set. You'll spend a total of $21 for an exceptional children's educational product line, reviewed as a great addition to any classroom's library. Purchase your set today. Go to Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin at Amazon.com.
Purchase your ebook copy of DD Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to DDDolphin.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. Billy
Ray was a preacher's son. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I will say, we're not going to do our typical weather report, because I will say this. I'm actually back in the studio today, and I think the weather's kind of nice. I mean, it's kind of nice. Now, it's been a little warm for me. We were sleeping with multiple fans. I don't know if you ever do that or not, but if you don't have, like, air conditioning, you use multiple fans if you're close to the coast. So we've been doing that. Was a little nicer last night, so I appreciated that. That was kind of cool. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom and Brittany, who are coming in the studio a week from Friday, as long as Brittany doesn't have the baby. I mean, I'm just saying. Couple things to remember about them. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 20 years. That means they don't use third-party people to help them do a job. Like, hey, there's an idea. They take full responsibility for everything they do. I like that. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring an unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. I like that. They will help you lower your electric bill. I love that. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends. Very cool. And they don't want to just do business in the concept of you just being a number. They're not so small they can't get the job done, but not so big they forget your name. And they don't just send you to a call center. They talk to you. They're the owners. I like it. And if you call and tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, they'll buy you a Tootsie Pop. Now, that's not in the text, but I'm going out on a limb. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. I would get Cherry. Also, currentsd.com. CurrentSD. Did you hear my voice crack just there? CurrentSD. CurrentSD for San Diego. CurrentSD.com. That is the website. Couple things to tell you up ahead of time. I do want to make sure everybody knows. One, I guess President Obama, I don't know if you heard about this, RoboPaul, but President Obama is making some kind of address at about 3 o'clock regarding ISIS or ISIL or ISIS or whatever. So they're coming up with a strategy, because right now it's been a tragedy. So they're coming up with a strategy. And my comment to that whole process is, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit, it's amazing how different you can feel about your country depending on who leads your country. If Ronald Reagan was in office like he was when they attacked the Achille Lauro, and the response would be definitive, they would have already responded, and he'd be getting on the air, President Reagan, and telling you, this is what we did. And you'd be like, that's why we elected you, so you can take care of business. Not so you can all get together in a snooker room and try and figure out, what should we do? It's like, I really prefer to have this go different. But I am still, contrary to what a lot of people believe, I am still a supporter of this country in many, many ways. I don't support abortions. I don't support us paying people not to grow things. I think that's highly sinful in the mind of God. I'm still a traditionalist when it comes to marriage and things of that nature. It's just who I am. Not going to change who I am. That's what makes me an American. But I still hope for the best of this nation. I am just well aware that no nation on earth is
going to escape sinfulness, the sinfulness of man. Only a true theocratic, true, not theocratic run by people, but a true theocratic run by Jesus Christ nation is would make it from start to finish. Oh, by the way, I'm being corrected. So it's at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern or what?
6 p.m. our time, and it will be carried on our sister station, KCBQ.
Oh, so it will be on KCBQ. So it's not going to happen then at 3 o'clock. See, so you thought you were all going to change the channel and miss my fabulous weather reports. What are you thinking? So KCBQ, which is, what's our call numbers for KCBQ?
1170 AM.
1170 AM, so you'll be able to get a chance to hear it there. And I'm sure that we'll have some kind of commentators or people speaking about it. That's our sister station. Now, look, they're not 100% down the line Christian. They're conservative. They have a great handle on things. They have, in many ways, a Christian perspective and outlook. But it's a little more political, and we support them in their free speech. You know, we think that's a good part of the process. Believe me, when they start shutting down stations, ours will go long before theirs. Because, look, we're talking about Jesus being the Son of the living God, being the Lord of the universe. And Lord knows government doesn't like competition. So that's its own issue. Okay, a couple things I do want to mention, and that is we're giving away a book. Now, when I say we're giving away a book, I got to say that differently, don't I? Because it's not really a book per se. We're giving away a book, but it's not your normal giveaway a book scenario. It's a book by Dr. R.C. Sproul, and it's called Everyone is a Theologian. Okay? But the catch in this, I just want to make sure everybody knows this, is it is not an actual physical book where you're coming down to the studio. It's an ebook that they send you by email. Do we send it, or do they send it there from the organization?
I'm not sure, but I'll find out real quick.
All right, so find out who's sending the book to where. So we're giving away, I don't know how many we're giving away. I think we're giving away five total books is from what I can tell. So we're giving away these books from Dr. R.C. Sproul. Everyone is a theologian. Let me point out something. He makes the point of saying we're not all professional theologians. That's true. But he says, nonetheless, you and I are all theologians because it has to do with how we view who God is. And so, of course, in that sense, everybody is a theologian. You're a theologian right now, listening to me right now. You. You're thinking, me? You are a theologian. I'm a theologian? Yes. First of all, theology, theo, the word for God, and ology, study. So if you're a person that likes to study about God, you're like a theologian-y person. So that's not that complex. So if you want a copy of the book, it's a free copy of the book, no obligations. They don't sell the list. It's nothing like that. You call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You will get a free copy of Dr. R.C. Sproul's book, Everyone is a Theologian. We are also, well, this is a good day to call. We are also giving away a comfort cub. And you're thinking, how do you give away a theological book and a comfort cub at the same time? Easy. You offer them. So we're offering a comfort cub. A comfort cub is a weighted bear that people use either who have suffered grief or loss or something that's traumatic, and it's a comfort bear. It's a teddy bear that comforts you. It's a teddy bear that comforts you, and it's weighted, and you hold it in your arms. It's pretty cool. And so we're giving away a few of those as well, and we really support the girls, Marcella and her friend, Mrs. Hex. So we're supporting that because we think that's a great cause as well. So everybody's a theologian. You can call and get that book, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Plus, we're giving away the Comfort Cub. And it's a weighted teddy bear. And see, I've held that bear. And you take the bear and you put it in your arms, and it's really comforting. I mean, I know you think I'm crazy. Well, that's got nothing to do with it. I'm telling you, it's very comforting. It's very cool. So we're giving away a comfort cub, and we're giving away the Everybody's a Theologian from R.C. Sproul. Either one of those, you can call and get from us, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. The thing about calling is to be patient with our producer, because he can only take so many calls. You get a bazillion calls at one time, and he does his best to answer everybody, so you got to have a little patience, okay? Just be patient. Take a deep breath. We're going to be doing this pretty much for the first hour. So again, Everybody's a Theologian. We're giving away the book, Dr. R.C. Sproul's Everyone's a Theologian, which is like totally cool. You don't got to do much for that. And then also, we're giving away a Comfort Cub. And you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. So those are the two things we're going to be keying in on. The phones are lighting up. Poor Robo Paul. So nice. See, I'm supposed to spread these out, folks, but I didn't. Oh, well, that's part of being who I am. A couple things I do want to share with you and things that are important. We had a really good meeting yesterday with the remote that we did, and we're really encouraging people to participate in half-price tuition. To get that information, just go to kprz.com, and you go to half-price tuition, the banner. Look on that information. If you're looking to get your child involved in half-price private Christian education, we're participating in that. We feel it's a very strong call. I think we have about 30-35. We're kind of running short of what my goal is, but we'll get there. We'll get there in a little bit of time. So we're going to go a little long because Paul is getting so many phone calls, and I'm going to do a little bit of a teaching while he's doing it. I'm not going to make anybody take notes. So if you're calling, hang in there. Don't hang up the phone. He'll help you out, okay? Paul, you want to go a little longer, or do you want to exit early? What do you want to do? I mean, it's up to you. Huh? All right, well, let's exit, and then you can take the calls, and then I'm going to come back with this teaching on a definition of love, another definition of the love of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
I had over $42,000 in credit card debt. I was in over my head. I found myself charging expenses like groceries and gas just to make my monthly payments. My credit cards were almost maxed out. That's when I found Christian credit counselors.
Unfortunately, Jamie's situation is not unique. Across America, many people have found themselves relying on credit cards to get through tough times, a job loss, medical expenses, or other unexpected financial hardships. Christian Credit Counselors has been there. We understand, and we are here to help. Our debt management program can help you consolidate your bills, lower your monthly payments and interest rates, stop late fees and creditor calls, and reduce debt faster. Call today, 1-800-557-1985. As a nonprofit organization, your freedom from debt is our number one priority. It's one monthly payment that works for you. It's debt consolidation you can trust. Call us today to begin your journey to financial freedom. 1-800-557-1985 or visit www.christiancreditcounselors.org.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Kopenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Kopenbarger. The Kopenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryKopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
Heat. Unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good. to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is a leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today at LendUp.com to get a decision instantly, and you can get your money in minutes. LendUp is licensed by the Department of Corporations pursuant to the California Deferred Deposit Transaction Law.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. California, what a place to live. Okay, folks, let's just get a couple of resets. I got to do a teaching. I want to make sure we get this opportunity to get the teaching in, kind of in-depth DDD that we're going to go for. We have just given away a couple of different items. I want to make sure everybody knows what they are and what we're giving away. We gave away a Comfort Cub. Yeehaw! We have one Comfort Cub left to give away. The Comfort Cub is a teddy bear that's weighted that is an outstanding gift to give to somebody who has suffered pain, suffered a loss, suffered a hurt. It's kind of like just a sense of comfort, only it's a little teddy bear, and you put it in your arms and you put your arms around. It's very cool. Actually, I think they're like $39 or $40 or something like that. We're giving away one. We've already given away some, so we're only giving away one more Comfort Cub. One more Comfort Cub. And then, additionally, we're giving away the book from R.C. Sproul and called Everyone's a Theologian. Now, we had a bunch of people call, and they couldn't hang on. And that's only because when the person who gets who has the phone, you call on the phone and you speak whatever your information. If you don't speak it clearly and concisely, they can't write it down. So when you call a station, any station, make sure you give the information very clearly, very concisely, so they can write the information down, and we'll get that coordinated. So we're giving away one more Comfort Cub and I think three more books. What you got to do is call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You can get a Comfort Cub, one that you can use for yourself if you're kind of hurting, or if you have a friend. We had a friend over the weekend, and I think we've talked about her. Her name is Cindy, and she was went through a big surgery, and we got her a Comfort Cub so that while she's sitting around the house and she's recovering, right, it's kind of like, you know how you'd hold a pillow? You know exactly what I'm talking about. You sit there and you hold a pillow. It just kind of gives you a sense of comfort. Well, when Marcella, the owner of this company, created these, she just thought it would just be more dignified to do it with a teddy bear that's weighted. And it's like when you hold it, it's really cute and it's really cool. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I was supposed to give some away yesterday, but we were doing the remote, so it didn't work out. So if you are interested in getting a Comfort Cub, give us a call. Plus, we also have the book by Dr. Sproul called Everyone's a Theologian. And we got three of those that we can give away. So you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, and you tell RoboPaul, hey, this is why I'm calling. I want to call for this or I want to call for that. That's all you got to do. It's not that complex. Okay, so we're going to do a DDD while RoboPaul is on the phone, and then I'll tell him what the DD is later so we can script it later. But this DDD is out of Jude. Jude, the last book in the Bible before Revelation. Jude, chapter 17, verses 17 through 19. See, Jude only has one chapter. So let me rephrase that. Jude, verse 17 through verse 19. There's only one chapter in Jude. It's one chapter powerfully packed with inspiration, powerful encouragement telling us also, by the way, to earnestly contend for the faith. Great material in there. But this portion is in Jude 17 through 19. I really want to key in on this. It's a big portion of scripture, and I want you to really think about this as it applies. Listen to what it says. Jude, verse 17 through 19 says this. But you, dear friends, remember the words foretold you by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They told you in the end time there will be scoffers walking according to their own ungodly desires. These people create divisions and are merely natural, not having the Spirit. I want you to hear that again. Very powerful. Jude 17 through 19. But you, dear friends, remember the words foretold by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They told you in the end time there will be scoffers walking according to their own ungodly desires. These people create divisions and are merely natural, not having the Spirit. So when Jude is talking about these portions, he's talking about people in the end times. He's talking about scoffers, people that mock Jesus Christ, people that make fun of the gospel truth, and they scoff at the life of Christ and at the return of Christ. And they do it according to their own ungodliness. They have their own level of ungodliness that they operate in. These people do something that's really unique, and I want you to catch this. They create divisions. They create pockets of divisions of people. And then the Bible says, and are merely natural, which means fleshly, not having the Holy Spirit. People that are scoffers, walking in their ungodliness, their lack of godliness and lack of respect for God, what do? They create divisions. People that create divisions based on race, based on class, based on sex, based on climate, based on drugs, people that are theophobes, people that are anti-Biblites, people that are contrary to God, just to name a few, they create their own divisions, their own sects, S-E-C-T-S, sects. They create their own groups. Now, how you know that this isn't really Christians is because it says they're scoffers. They're people that mock Christ. They're not people in the Christian church who are sitting there going, well, I believe it's the eschatology is premillennial. No, I believe it's all millennial. I mean postmillennial. It's not talking about that. It's not talking about people that have divisions within the church. It's talking about people that create divisions amongst humanity. And now you got to think, who are people that create divisions? Because these people, they're fleshly. They're worldly. There is no Spirit of God in them. Can you think of anybody who's on television who tries to create their own little sects or groups or divisions based on race, class, climate, drugs, based on anti-Christian identities? Can you think of people that try to separate themselves from other people and be their own little group, their own little unit? Against all the rest of humanity, people who are contrary to God, people who walk in the flesh, people who are contrary to the Spirit of God, they're theophobes. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. You know what a phobia is, right? That's a fear. They're theophobes. Atheists are theophobes. They're afraid of God. They're afraid there will be a God and their actions will have accountabilities and they will have responsibilities. They're theophobes. There are people that claim that they are quote-unquote believers and hate the Bible. That's not real, man. They're fleshly. There's no Spirit of God in them. They create divisions amongst people. They use race, they use class, they use climate, they use drugs. They use whatever they can use to create separations. These are people that walk according to the flesh and not according to the Spirit of God. This is what we're warned of in the end times, that these scoffers, these people that mock Jesus Christ, they'll walk according to their own ungodly desires, and they'll create divisions amongst other people. Now, you think about who the people are in the media and on television and in the movies and in any kind of format, even on radio, who create divisions and separated units and claim, oh, we're being victimized, we're being abused, oh, help us. Those people who are creating divisions, they're ungodly people, they're fleshly, and there is no Spirit of God in them whatsoever. Oh, but I'm not being accepted by everybody, so I should get compensated with money. Even though what happened to me happened to my ancestors 500 years ago. Hey, that doesn't work. That's fleshly. There's no Spirit of God in there. That's division creating. That makes you a scoffer who's walking in ungodliness. And what happens to the Christian? We're warned. Hey, you guys better watch this. This is coming your way, and it's going to be ugly. And for those who know, it has been ugly. And it's going to get uglier. Keep your eyes opened. Watch, Jesus said, and pray. He didn't say pray and watch. He said watch and pray. You see what's going on. We need the Lord's help in this process. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're looking at some news and some other stuff, too.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named number one wellness spa in the nation. Discover spa at La Costa's new weekday wind down, including a glass of wine and a 20% treatment discount. See details at lacosta.com.
Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets. I want to live like that. Cause all you've ever wanted. Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. I'll praise you in this storm. We were made to be courageous. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com. We were made to
thrive. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Can you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but here's what you do. Arm your bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yep, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank, and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-LIFELOCK. 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 Network does not cover all transactions.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step-by-step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing, with 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, and testimonials from people just like you. Excalibur Roofing is a name that you can trust. New roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, it does not matter. It is irrelevant. If you have a roof issue, you call Excalibur Roofing. Roof. You call Excalibur Roofing. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. The website, all their estimates are free. If you want to have somebody look at your roof who you can have full confidence that what they're doing is as unto the Lord, then you contact Excalibur Roofing. How about that? That is as straightforward can go. Okay, so we've given away a ton of stuff. We got one more thing that we're going to give away. What? One more thing, and it's not $1 million. And just to be honest, it's not even a cheeseburger. I'm just being honest.
If you're not giving away $1 million and you're not giving away a cheeseburger, there's really nothing to give away.
One more book. Everybody's a Theologian from Dr. Sproles. We're going to give away one more book. We've given away quite a few of everything. We're giving away quite a few of everything. I've given away all of my brain cells for this job. That happened a long time ago, I'm just going to say. And if you are listening to this show in the last segment, that was a very intense teaching that we did on the book of Jude, chapter 17, verse 19, talking about fleshly, ungodly people who are scoffers, who create divisions in humanity. Ouch. I don't think anybody was going, gee, I'm feeling uplifted. Nope, but you have been warned. That's all I'm going to say. You have been warned. Wait, Houston, you have been warned. Is that all right? You do that?
Houston? Had your day, Dave.
Okay. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473 for the ebook by Dr. Sproles, which is Everybody's a Theologian. I just want to say, from a factual point of view, everybody is a theologian. People that don't believe in God, they too, in a very unique sense, are theologians. They're just a theologian, not a theologian. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. One more book to give. That is all we can do for today. Consider, if you would like to receive this book, that is entirely up to you. We're going to have to cover some news. It is part of what I have to do, ladies and gentlemen. It is part of what I have to do. Okay, you ready for this? You ready for the first unbelievable story of the day? I haven't done a story in like 5 days.
Wait, I'm
and with sound effects like that, who can blame me? Here it is. This is what happened. Firefighters in, where else? Chicago. I don't know why I'm even surprised. Firefighters have been removed from duty. They have been removed from active duty and sent home for disciplinary measures because, get this, they were wearing American flag decals. Okay, I want you to hear this, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. They were wearing American flag decals on their helmets and on the front of their lockers. Okay? Firefighters removed from duty for American flag decals on helmets and lockers. All right? Here's the story. Four suspended firefighters said they were told that the order was issued because of, watch this, watch what people do. Remember I mentioned people doing, creating divisions who are ungodly and they're scoffers and they're fleshly and they don't have the spirit of God. Here's what they're being accused of. The four suspended firefighters said that they were told that the order was issued that they could not wear American flag decals on helmets or on their lockers because of racial discord in the department. But before you say anything, let me finish. The accusation is that because there is racial discord in the department, because there's racial discord, they can't wear American flag decals and helmets. So apparently, really what they're saying is the American flag now stands for racial something. Okay? Now, here's the kicker. The four people that were suspended, two white firefighters, one black firefighter, one Cuban firefighter. So you had two white firefighters, one black firefighter, one Cuban firefighter, all four saying no problem of race exists whatsoever. They were told by their office, their commanding officer, that they could not wear American flag decals on their helmets or on their lockers because of the racial discord that it would create or does create. So here's what they're saying. The American flag is racially motivated. That's what they're saying. And I want to say this shouldn't surprise anybody that this comes out of Chicago, where this administration has helped foster this idea that America is not great. And now we're being told that the American flag is a representative of racial discord. Let me just say this real quickly because I got to get it out of my system. No matter what you say, political correctness is showing its false righteousness in this. There is no racial discord. They're simply using this to belittle the American flag and to belittle Americans. And the four people who are using this are completely diversified people who are in the department and say no racial problems exist. Now, Robo producer, I don't know if Robo Paul showed you that one song that I had him put up. There should be a song up there that has to do with Americanism. Do you see that song? I don't know if it's up. Do you see it? Because here's what I want to say. You know what, folks? If I'm wearing an American flag and my company here at Salem Communications says that flag is racially divisive and you should take that down, not only would I be gladly fired, but I would play this song in a loudspeaker in front of the studio.
And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Now, I typically don't play national songs on this radio show. Just not something that I typically do. But I want to say this. This idea that the American flag decals represent some kind of racial disorder is absolutely ridiculous, godless, fleshly rubbish. It's political correctness showing itself for what it is, a false or a pseudo-righteousness of which I am sure in the nostrils of God he wants to throw up. I am proud to be an American. Let me say this. I'm prouder to be a Christian because I am a Christian before I'm an American. But this fake righteousness, this division-causing fleshliness, at least we should just call it what it is. It's trash. It's ridiculous. And I think that any administration that doesn't take a stand and say, wait a second, the American flag is not divisive. The American flag stands for something in this country. It is a great nation. And my real response to those that disagree is leave. Buy a one-way bus ticket and get out because nobody is forcing you to stay. Got me? Got me. Good? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, it'll be time for a teaching just so I can get some cleansing.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub, C-U-B.com or 888-595-6671.
Having the Comfort Cub to hold helps to calm you down. And your burdens don't feel so heavy.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. No Christian teachers allowed, they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Nung continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I will make it up to you. I promise to.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. People are trying to figure out, Dave. Now, Dave, yesterday you were kind of cheery, Mr. Bubbly, in fact.
Didn't have to read the news.
You know, that's really a big part of this, is reading the news from time to time makes you just think, ugh. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and the president speaks later tonight.
I'm trying to get back on my happy face here.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, you're not helping me. All right. So anyway, we gave away a bunch of stuff, and we're very happy to do it. We're going to give away more stuff tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow, anniversary of 9/11. So let's keep that in mind. So we can be prayerful people in regards to that. I think that's important. Additionally, if you have a prayer request or praise report, you want to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We'll be glad to put you on. We're not going to, you know, it's not going to be 5 hours hold, and it's not going to be 5 hours on the show. Two reasons mainly is, one, it's not a five-hour show. And two, I'm
very important part.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be here for 5 hours. So that those two things combined, I think they work together. Okay, here is a most wonderful DDD, and it's really quite the blessing. I want you to hear it, and I'm hoping you can hear it, because you don't get a lot of DDDs out of 3 John. Ooh. Ooh, what? We sneaky. Yeah, kind of. 3 John. Now, remember, there's only one chapter in 3 John. So this would be verse 6 through 8. This is really cool. Listen to this. They have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, since they set out for the sake of his name, accepting nothing from pagans. Therefore, we ought to support such men so that we can be co-workers with the truth. All right, now I want you to listen to this. Let's just, okay, zero out everything you're thinking of. Forget that for a second. Listen to this. They have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on a journey in a manner worthy of God, since they set out for the sake of his name, accepting nothing from pagans. Therefore, we ought to support such men so that we can be co-workers of the truth. Listen to this. What John the elder statesman is talking about is for the sake of the name Jesus Christ. People are doing work. They're going on a journey to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to promote the name of Jesus Christ, and to do whatever they can to advance the kingdom of God for the sake of the name. And he says in verse 8, therefore, we ought to support such men. Now, every time anybody hears the word support, let's be honest. You're thinking, oh, checkbook. You're thinking, uh-oh, checkbook. Check the, I got to go to my couch, look for extra change, because we must be talking about money. But that is not the only way that you join in support of something. In Romans chapter 15, verse 30, Paul said, join my struggle by praying for me. We also find out through scripture that we can become co-workers through our actions. It is true that finances are a big part of how we support things, but so is our time, so is our prayers, so is our effort into a situation. And people that you come across in the universe that God has created for you, so to speak, when you engage them and they are doing things for the sake of Jesus' name, you can become a co-worker through prayer, through actions, through finances, through commitment. You can become a co-worker in that process, helping advance the name and helping support the work. My point is this. You know how you don't tell anybody that it's about your universe? But it oftentimes it is about your universe. You know how that is a fact? You don't have to say it out loud. It's just one of those things. A great way to get out of our little universes is to get into other people's universes. And if you become a partner with somebody through prayer, through activity, through finance, through commitment, through time, you will become a co-worker with them in that work. You know, we say it's kind of funny. Oh, well, I want you to pray for Genesis Recovery. They're really nice people. But when you pray for them, you become partners with them in their work. Become a co-worker in other things. Don't just be a worker in your universe. Be a co-worker in other people's universes. Because thereby you're helping advance the name and helping advance the kingdom of God. You're not just focusing on yourself. Oh, it's so hard to do, isn't it? But try it. When you are on your journey this week, one person that you come across, have your heart open to think, I'm going to pray for that person, even if it's just 1 minute. I'm going to join their universe and pray for them and become a co-worker with what they're engaged with. Maybe it's your pastor, an associate pastor. Maybe it's a missionary's people. Maybe it's a ministry that you hear on the radio station. Maybe it's a ministry you come across. I don't care where it comes from. It doesn't matter. Open up to the Lord expanding your universe by including somebody else's universe. Do it through prayer, do it through actions, do it through giving, do it through connecting, do it through anything you want to and need to. But expand your universe and include somebody else's universe and do it for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ and the advancement of the kingdom of God. Be a Christian outside of your living room. Be a Christian where you go in life and give other people your support. And be a co-worker. Maybe it's a ministry you've never engaged with. Maybe one you're curious about. Maybe it's something that you know a little bit about and just haven't committed time to it. Make the decision to enhance your universe. Try it that way. You will find out from a little book called 3 John, verse 6 through 8, that you get to have a lot more participation and co-working in the kingdom of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what we're going to do, but we will be on the air.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.